WTAW News Time is 5 after 8, 51 degrees at the studios right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A traffic advisory for motorists driving by Central Baptist Church this morning. The church is hosting the 10th annual mass casualty disaster training exercise that is put on by the Texas A&M Health Science Center. More than 500 students will learn at 9:30 the details of what they'll be facing. Approximately 200 community volunteers are participating as patients caught in the chaotic event. The source of yesterday's evacuation at College Station Middle School was a delivery truck that leaked an estimated 1,000 gallons of chlorine liquid at a 10% concentration.
It had spilled off of the truck onto the ground into a roughly 40 by 30 area.
Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford said in addition to the evacuation, the school's heating and air conditioning system was turned off until it was determined the chlorine did not enter the building. College Station Water Services Director Dave Coleman says a city vacuum truck was sent to the middle school to suck up the liquid out of a nearby detention pond. Coleman said the liquid was twice as strong as household bleach. Middle school students and employees were on the opposite side of the campus from the spill for just over an hour before the all clear was given. College Station Police has released photos of a vehicle possibly linked to those responsible for gunfire in the parking lot of Post Oak Mall. The incident took place Monday around 6 p.m. between Macy's and Bell's. An undisclosed number of shots were fired into a car with a woman inside. The victim said she did not know the two men who approached her car. You can see the photos online at WTAW.com. Bryan's police chief is interested in returning to Nebraska. Eric Buskey, who spent 25 years in Omaha before retiring as chief to move to Bryan in 2009, is one of six finalists for the chief's position in Lincoln. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs noted Buskey has been chief as long as he has been mayor.
We have no issues in our police department. I mean, you'll read about other police departments throughout this country and some of the circumstances they're dealing with and some of the problems and trials and tribulations that they're going through. We don't have any drama at the Bryan Police Department. We have outstanding leadership from top to bottom.
Other finalists include a chief deputy and two captains from Lincoln and candidates from Kansas and Washington State. Lincoln's mayor will make the selection following interviews and testing that is scheduled next month. One of the College Station City Council members who voted for rezoning land for new apartments near Tower Point also supported allowing apartments to be built in another area reserved for office and commercial uses. While Julie Schultz abstained from voting last month on the proposal at Graham and Longmire, she said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs that was a more appropriate location for apartments.
It was touching less development as existing development. It was on Graham Road, which has got a lot of industry on it. Mm-hmm. In fact, in my personal opinion, I think denying that rezoning has created a broken site on that land, which means that, and we have those throughout the city, when no development will occur, basically.
Schultz says there is no market for office space while demand remains high for apartments and single-family homes. WTAW News Time is 8 after 8, 53 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 810. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can go to Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and much more.
Showers and thunderstorms will end this morning. They'll push off to the south and east along with the front. It'll become sunny and breezy later today, high 65 to 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Nice weather heads our way for Friday. Lots of sunshine and warm. High 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 50 to 55. And a mixture of clouds and sunshine Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 810. You know, there's some things that work in some areas of the country and some that don't. Either of y'all know anybody who does yoga?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So... do you do yoga?
No,
okay.
I mean, I've done yoga, but okay. I'm not a yogi.
So now this person or persons that you know, have they been doing it a while or?
Yeah, I mean, I know someone who owns a studio here in town.
Okay, all right.
And then others that have practiced it for a long time.
Okay, so do you notice a difference?
In them?
Yeah.
Sure,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, well, see, if you've ever...
There is definitely a stereotype.
Well, I know. And see, I think these people are trying to break the stereotype.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If you ever wanted all the zen and peace of yoga and a fine Pilsner, we've got it for you.
Oh, sweet.
Lindsay Eistace has developed a new practice called Rage Yoga. 24-year-old yogi promises that students will get a dose of stretching, positional exercises, and bad humor while they go through the flow of a Calgary bar. Lindsay came up with the idea after a bad breakup. A lot of hurt, anger, confusion started to come out while she was on the mat, not to mention screaming, swearing, and shouting. Although the idea sounds crazy, it's very therapeutic.
I'm interested.
I mean,
I like that.
Mention that to your friend who's
One of the big things that I'm just personally not a huge fan of is just maybe kind of how serious or quiet and all the breathing and stuff that comes along with it.
Yeah.
So I could find that very entertaining.
Well, you know, you would talk about the golf tournament they have out near Phoenix, you know, where people yell and scream.
Yes.
I mean, you think it's supposed to be one way when in fact people want it to be another. Anyway, Rage Yoga. We'll wait and see how that works out.
Okay. Where was that?
That's in Calgary.
Okay.
Which is a pretty cool town in and of itself. Anyway, yeah. Or you can just go to the parks and run around and scream because that's what they're
I
made
may try
for.
That.
That's
yeah.
Okay, too.
Okay.
Daryl Lovelett, who's the director of Parks and Recreation. See how I just slid right into that because I'm a radio professional. He joins this morning. Daryl, how are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Good. Appreciate you coming in this morning, and the timing is really good because Parks and Rec was discussed at the Bryan City Council meeting. First of all, you've gotten a little bit more money for the Sadie Thomas Pool to help out there. And so tell us about pool development as we get toward the summer months.
Okay, well, it's kind of the year of the aquatic facilities.
Yeah.
Sadie Thomas is under construction, coping work, tile work's done. We expect to pour deck next week. And April 7th, the plaster, which is called Diamond Bright, actually. It's a quartz aggregate. Will be applied to that pool. At that point, we'll be filling it up with water. So in anticipation of a May 28th grand opening.
Excellent. Okay, and then also I think Henderson Harbor, some work over there.
Henderson Harbor, we've had plaster failure over there for a few years now. It gotten to the point where it was going to be tough to even open the pool because it could not be patched anymore. City Council the other night passed a proposal that we can replaster that entire pool using the Diamond Bright compound, which is being used at Sadie Thomas also. So that work will also happen in April, so it'll be ready for this season.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because all of us who own houses know that over time the ground shifts no matter what, and we see cracks in our foundations or in the walls or whatever, and I guess the same thing happens with pools. So anything, what's been developed to minimalize this as much as possible when it comes to pools?
Well, actually, the plaster failure isn't from movement.
Because, oh, what's it from?
Just because of the concrete shell that is used for the pool, you can't have cracks in it.
Yeah.
So they design and build accordingly, but plaster just fails. That's why we've gone away from the white plaster to the Diamond Bright, because it is much more durable, harder, and should resist all that cracking.
Okay. Now, for Henderson, what's the timeline there?
They will... also apply the Diamond Bright in April, so we're ready for the Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, very good. Well, that's good news. We'll be and it'll be warm again by then. We certainly know that. A lot of discussion though about BRAC, about an hour's worth at City Council this week. The idea, obviously, to improve that facility and make more possibility for large tournaments, maybe working in concert with College Station. Is that about the view that we're looking at there?
Yes, it is. And it's a view, I mean, we've been looking for 2 years at, you know, it was a super park concept. And back in November, the council asked the staff to put together a proposal, find out what it would cost for design work for the additional 60 acres at BRAC and also renovating what we have there. So it would be basically a brand new facility.
Now, one of the things that they've, Darrell Lovelace here, he's the director of Parks and Recreation in the city of Bryan. One of the things that was discussed, and they did not take action, they tabled it till the next meeting, is the design was a $1.3 million contract, and that's a lot of money. There's no doubt about that. Can you give us some background as to how and why that firm was chosen?
In November, when we were given the directive to go looking for a consultant, we went out with a request for qualifications. We received 8 submittals at the end of January. And we had a selection committee, and we had a rating system that was built into the RFQ that we sent out. The top 3 firms in our rating system, I believe there were 7 of us on that selection committee, if I'm remembering the number right. Mm-hmm. And all 7 of us had the top 3 firms, the same firms.
Okay.
Those firms were invited in for an interview. At the end of that, the interviews, all of us had Burdett Consulting as the top firm, at which point then we went into negotiations with them for a contract.
So now, what you're looking for them to do is what? Because, okay, great, ball fields. You strip this out and you got a ball field. What other things need to be taken into account when we're talking about designing a facility like this?
Well, we had a conceptual design at BRAC, but that was done basically a drawing on paper, had not looked at geotech information, survey, wetlands, floodplains, soil types, where we can build, where we can't build, what we can build on as far because of the what's going to be underneath. So part of their task, we ended up with a contract that broke it down into 6 phases. First phase being public involvement and programming, because the sketch was exactly that. It showed rectangular fields, it showed baseball, softball fields. Might be exactly what we need, might not be. And so part of their phase one was finding out what is needed in Bryan to both take care of the residents and to bring out-of-town visitors in while complementing College Station's facilities.
Yeah, and what you say is obviously needs to be, it's great to have tournaments in here, but there are people who live here 52 weeks a year, and they need to be served by these facilities as well.
Most certainly.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I guess like any other business, there's trending that takes place. Tell me what's trending right now when it comes to not baseball fields so much or athletic fields, but what's kind of trending in the parks and design business now?
Well, the whole tournament business is communities are trying to attract people in for the economic impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's become a very competitive field. So in addition to some people go to rectangular fields, mm-hmm. and they're looking for events that occur with that. Some are hitting the baseball, softball fields. There's a few communities in the state that have gone for indoor facilities. The basketball court where you can everything from basketball to volleyball to cheerleading contests, et cetera. We're seeing sports like pickleball.
Hmm.
If you mentioned that 5 years ago, people say, it's just a fad, forget it. Well, it's not a fad.
Mm-hmm.
It's here to stay, and so communities are retrofitting tennis courts and changing over to that. It's a sport that all ages can play.
Are you seeing a tendency that people do want covered facilities, or are we still looking pretty much at outdoor stuff in Bryan?
Well, everyone loves that covered air-conditioned facility to go inside, especially in the summertime. That's one of the charges that the consultant has been given, is find out what is needed, what will run, and what will give us that economic impact to help pay for and support those facilities.
Now, in the $17 to $18 million that they're looking at BRAC right now, does that include a covered facility in of any way, shape, or form?
We don't have anything yet.
Okay, so it's nothing.
I mean, basically, we're telling the consultant it's a blank slate. Mm. Let's go forth, find out what's really needed, and come forth. That was a phase two where they're coming forth with a design, schematic design, and a cost estimate with that. And at that point, we said, you know, told the council that a decision could be made at that point about how we proceed or don't proceed. Is it phased at that point so that, we have the master plan, but it needs to be broken down into two or three phases and spread the funding out.
Because if you put covered facilities in, obviously there, that bid may have to change everything else in there, because a covered facility that's air conditioned costs more than just having a field out there that has to maybe not be maintained the same way. That makes sense.
Yeah, operation maintenance costs for covered, depending on the size, would be much more. Yes. Yep.
Well, all right, let's get away from BRAC. Let's talk about neighborhood parks then. Are there things trending? Are there new things? What's the latest deal out there for a neighborhood park if they want to get it refurbished?
Well, we have the council granted us $500,000 in our FY16 budget this year to take care of operation maintenance needs in our park system. And so we're working through that list, both the Parks and Recreation Department and the Facilities Department, doing a lot of work, and we're working with a lot of contractors to upgrade facilities and really take much better care of the parks. We also are working with a consultant on a parks master plan, and they're really defining out the park system and what type of system, which is basically a neighborhood park system as defined by our road system throughout the city. So real excited to see that come forth into the summer and put that into play.
Anything else we didn't cover in the world of parks right now?
Well, exciting time for us with everything going on and park openings. We've got a lot of events coming up with April 9th and 10th, our annual family camp out at Austin Colony Park.
That's a guaranteed rain starter, by the way. Just
Oh, don't tell my marketing special person that.
We hope that doesn't happen, but okay. But that's coming up, all right.
And, of course, the hiring of summer staff is always foremost in thought. It's we hire a lot of people in the summer, and especially lifeguards. We offer a lot of we do the training of lifeguards. They get trained. They get hired from us. We reimburse them their fee.
Wow.
Little added incentive, but basically, if someone 16 years of older is 16 years of age or older, and has a swimming ability, we can put them through a course, train them, and give them a summer job.
Yeah, well, they get to work on their they get paid to work on their tan. Could it get any better than that? All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Oh, you're most welcome.
All right,
thank you.
You bet. That's Darrell Lovelett. He's the director of Parks and Recreation. The City of Bryan is our community segment, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Less than a week after regulators rejected Amazon's request that it not have to submit a gender pay resolution to a shareholder vote at its annual meeting in June, the online retailer changed its mind. Amazon says in 2015, women earned 99.9 cents for every dollar that men earned in the same jobs. Minorities earned 100.1 cents for every dollar that white workers earned in the same job. The move was welcomed by an activist investor that had called on Amazon and eight other tech companies to report on the gap between male and female workers' pay. Starbucks says its stores will all be part of a nationwide program to donate surplus food in the form of ready-to-eat meals for food banks. The Seattle-based company has been part of a pastry donation program since 2010 and sought to expand that effort through its 7,600 U.S.-based stores. The coffee chain estimates the program will provide as many as 5 million meals a year. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
The Aggie Report brought to you by
Cleaning with Cactus. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In Mexico, boiled prickly pear cactus is a popular dish. When University of South Florida chemist Norma Alcantar was a teenager, her Mexican grandmother recounted how the leftover cactus pulp was used to clean up buckets of dirty water to make it safe for drinking.
Later, when I became a professor, I started actually doing some experimentations with the cactus.
Alcantar's lab has found that carbohydrates in the pulp bind to contaminants like arsenic and bacteria, making them heavier so they settle out. At the meeting of the American Chemical Society, she reported that it even removes foul odors from ponds. She says powdered cactus could be a cost-effective way for low-income rural communities to treat their water.
They can learn how to extract it, and then they can apply it to dirty water, just like my grandma was using it when she was little.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M is in Anaheim, California, the Honda Center, with tonight at 6:30. That game tips at 6:30 against Oklahoma. Our broadcast on this station will begin at 6. It's the first time the Aggies are in the Sweet 16 since the 2007 campaign, when they played in San Antonio and lost a one-point game to the 2-seed Memphis. The Aggies, the 3-seed that year, 65-64 was the final. At the Honda Center in Anaheim, A&M played there in 2008, beating BYU in the first game 67-62, and then in the second game losing to the number one seed UCLA, only by 2 points, 51-49 in that one. Broadcast tonight from Anaheim at 6 o'clock. I'm Dave South at your Aggie Report.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Fall Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Fall Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Kim Commando here. Today, a close look at Apple's new iOS 9.3 for iPhones and iPads. The big question, should you upgrade? The main feature of the new OS is the much-hyped Night Shift, the screen mode that's supposed to filter out the type of blue light that sleep researchers say keeps people awake at night. After 3 days of consumer feedback, two problems. First, the upgrade doesn't work in older iPhones and iPads made before 2013, including the iPhone 5, the 5C, and the first four generations of iPads, and almost all iPod Touches. Second, Night Shift probably doesn't work at all, Sleep doctors, together with industry experts, are saying that night shift's reduction in blue light has little to no effect on you getting a better night's sleep. If you need to fall asleep, simply don't use your iPhone or iPad in bed. So, should you upgrade? The answer is yes. The new OS provides a slew of updates, and it's free. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Kim Commando here. You know, there is no topic that gets more attention than personal safety and internet security. Everything we do online, from email to shopping, now carries a huge risk. Today's sophisticated cyber criminals launch their attacks from anywhere on the planet. They don't care what kind of damage they leave behind. So here's what I've done. I have personally evaluated every online security product and the companies behind them. Kaspersky Lab wins on every level. Kaspersky is simply superior technology. That's why more than 270,000 businesses, more than 400 million individual users, including me, all rely on Kaspersky Lab to protect us every day. The power to protect what matters most. Find out more at Kaspersky.com/Kim. You can get Kaspersky's protection right now and get 50% off the manufacturer's suggested price. That's Kaspersky.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan's police chief wants to return to Nebraska. Eric Buskey is one of six finalists in Lincoln, where that chief is retiring after 41 years with the department. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's Infomaniacs noted Buskey's family ties to the area.
His mom, dad, his family have all lived and were raised there, and so I understand and respect someone that wants to be closer to their family. By all means, we'll do everything we can to keep Chief Buskey here.
Bayinski praised Buskey's leadership in Bryan.
It can get very political. We haven't had any political issues. He's done an outstanding job. From top to bottom, in working with the community, with our net teams, and working throughout the department and throughout the city to make it a great city to live in.
Buskey spent 25 years in Omaha before retiring as chief and moving to Bryan in 2009. Lincoln's mayor will choose from a field that also includes three internal candidates and finalists from Kansas and Washington State. Texas A&M police had more than a public intoxication arrest on their hands from a call to Hullabaloo Hall during the midnight hour yesterday.
According to the arrest report, the officers saw cuts and blood on the arms of 20-year-old Daniel Adam of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as he was stumbling towards the street wearing no shoes. After the man was stopped, the manager of a tutoring center in Northgate came across university and reported Adam entered the building from the rear and ran through the front glass door. Then as the officer was trying to get Adam in a patrol vehicle, he ran away. Brief chase ended when he tripped over his bare feet and slid to a stop on the concrete sidewalk. After Adam was taken to the emergency room for treatment of injuries from the fall and running through the glass door, he was taken to jail on charges that also included reckless damage, escape, and having a false driver's license. A Bryan man's fourth arrest in just over a year followed a high-speed chase of the DPS trooper Tuesday afternoon. According to the arrest report, the trooper clocked a car driven by 19-year-old Alexander Clay doing 86 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone on Highway 30 near Central Baptist Church. The pursuit continued down Boonville Road through the Kroger Shopping Center, going north to Old Reliance and over the freeway, where the car came to a stop on a dead-end road between Bonham Elementary and an RV park. The trooper noted during the 10- to 15-minute pursuit, Clay passed a Bryan motorcycle officer and disregarded stop lights, stop signs, and no passing zones. Clay, who told the trooper he didn't stop because he didn't have a license, returned to jail 4 days after posting bond from an arrest for going 66 in a 50. Online records show Clay was arrested last October for having a gang affiliation, and in March of last year, he was arrested for not having a driver's license. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A station wagon or SUV has been identified as the getaway vehicle by two men after one of them fired shots into a parked car at Post Oak Mall Monday around 6 p.m. Photos provided by College Station Police are online at WTAW.com. The woman who was in the car parked between Bell's and Macy's was not hit by the undisclosed number of shots during what investigators believe was a random shooting. The College Station Fire and Water Service Departments were involved with yesterday's hazardous materials incident outside College Station Middle School.
Prior to arrival, the carrier of the vehicle offloaded approximately anywhere from 60 to 80 gallons of chlorine. And then when they determined that there was a leak to it, there was nothing left in the truck.
Battalion Fire Chief Robert Mumford says about 1,000 gallons of the 10% chlorine liquid leaked out of a delivery truck. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says the liquid, which has twice the strength of household bleach, went into a nearby detention pond. A city vacuum truck removed the water. Coleman says a few small fish were killed. Mumford says the driver of the delivery truck was not injured from any exposure to the leak. The leak resulted in students and employees spending an hour and 15 minutes outside at the opposite end of the campus from the leak until firefighters determined there was no danger inside. And the incident did not prevent the natatorium from holding its regularly scheduled events. One member of the College Station City Council expects an empty lot to remain undeveloped. Julie Schultz, who abstained from last month's vote, said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs she supported a zoning change at Graham and Longmire to allow apartments.
We're still growing, so obviously those types of things, including the multifamily, well, they wouldn't come in. If it's overbuilt and no one's buying, then they're not going to build it.
Schultz says there is no market for the land in its present zoning for office and commercial uses.
If you drive around town, you see there are lots of small offices,
yes, sir,
lots of empty small business space all over town. So again, the market is overbuilt with that. We don't need more of that.
Schultz says the Graham and Longmire location was a better site for apartments than Decatur and Arrington, which she was among the council members who approved changing the land use earlier this month. The Texas A&M Health Science Center is holding their 10th annual mass casualty disaster training exercise this morning. Around 200 community volunteers will become the visually and emotionally victims of what the HSC describes as a chaotic scene. More than 550 students will learn details of the scenario and start treating patients at 9:30. The exercise will be staged at Central Baptist Church, which will serve as an incident command center. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 50 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This Saturday, with the blustery winds, instead of sitting my kid in front of the TV, we went and made something, actually several somethings, at Mentors and Makers. At Mentors and Makers, you have a well-equipped shop at your disposal to make things they never even imagined possible. Families have the opportunity to make memories that last. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I've found the coolest place to spend some time with my kiddo. It's at Mentors and Makers. My daughter and I learned to use a laser cutter, etched a picture of ourselves on an old scrap piece of wood that's now more like a keepsake and maybe even a Mother's Day present. The kids can spend the day learning, but in a fun way, how to use a laser cutter to make their very own creative works. Or maybe even the ancient art of leather and woodworking. Learn first to 21st century skills at Mentors and Makers. The mentors are there to help. Oh, and by the way, you won't believe the Easter project they have planned for families. You'll never look at Holy Week the same, and your family will be using it to celebrate Christ's resurrection for years to come. Look for Mentors and Makers on Facebook and mentorsandmakers.com.
Join us Easter Sunday, March 27th at First Baptist Bryan for the second annual Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 30,000 eggs will be filled with goodies and dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. and Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will end this morning. They'll push off to the south and east along with the front. It'll become sunny and breezy later today, high 65 to 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Nice weather heads our way for Friday. Lots of sunshine and warm. High 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 50 to 55. And a mixture of clouds and sunshine Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to near 80.
I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Okay. It's 8:39 here, but yes. On the West Coast. There's little Chip Howard right there in Anaheim.
I feel like the astronauts who are awakened with music in the morning.
Do you like that? See?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
There could be a lot worse songs to wake up
that's,
to.
That's exactly right. So are you in Anaheim proper?
Oh, yeah. I am in the smack dab heart of Anaheim. I'm looking at the Anaheim Convention Center, which is huge. They're having a worldwide fiber optic convention. People literally all over the world. It's a once-a-year deal next door. So
really?
Yep, it's hopping.
All right, so well, now don't forget while you're there, the Jumpin' Jellyfish is there. It's on Disneyland Drive.
I did not
Drive.
Know that.
Well, go,
I
go,
did not know that.
The Jumpin' Jellyfish is, let's see, it's a pretty tame ride there on Paradise Pier at Disney California Avenue. So you might want to do that today. But I just don't know if you have a list of things you're doing because the game's not until, 5:30 there?
No, 4:30.
4:30 is at 4:30. That's right, 4:30.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, so,
yeah.
I mean, what do you do between now and 4:30?
Well, I actually have to do something with another radio show close by.
Really?
And, yeah, and which would be 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly certain right now.
Well, see, because I turned on the radio yesterday to hear you, and it's some recorded thing with Krista from, I don't know, 8 months ago or something.
That's not my doing. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you have a technical difficulty yesterday?
We had a couple of glitches.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And probably part of the morning will be spent, you know, fixing those technical glitches. Okay. So,
because I think Chelsea was sitting there ready, headphones on, ready to go, right? Weren't you?
Yeah,
weren't
I'm
in the
sure she was.
Were you in the radio
actually,
bullpen for us, Chelsea?
Yeah, I was
actually,
definitely
Chelsea
in the bullpen.
Will be in the bullpen tomorrow.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
So, what were the snacks at the media room?
You know,
here we go again.
This media room is inferior to what we had in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you think
so
about
far.
It, though. They got a lot of stuff going on in Anaheim, right?
Yo, there's a lot going on in Anaheim.
If
yes,
you stopped 100 people on the street and asked them to name one of the teams that was there, I'm sure you'd be sadly disappointed at the number who would know anything.
Unless they were actually there to see those teams, it would probably be 0 out of 100.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's all right. So anyway, I interrupted. I'm sorry. So you got to do a little radio, but are you doing anything fun? I mean, anything
you
different?
You know, I don't. I'm not sure yet. I'll be honest with you. I probably what's going to happen is. If the Aggies were to prevail, tomorrow would be fun day for me.
Okay,
so.
All right, I got you. So now, where'd you eat last night?
Morton's.
Oh, well, that's... Why, well, you go to Anaheim and eat at Morton's? Come on.
Well, it's walking distance. You know, I probably could have gotten in the car and gone to the beach. And again, saving some of those things for tomorrow, perhaps.
Well, so. I've always said it. Morton's is just like McDonald's. You go there, you know what to expect. It's just the prices are different.
Yeah, the price, and I would argue the quality as well.
I didn't know. I just said you get what you expect when you go there.
I'm sitting next to a guy from the state of Washington who's at this optical fiber deal.
All right.
And he orders, like, a braised pork rib, okay?
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with braised pork ribs.
I'm sure
but they
fine.
Bring my steak first, and he said, that looks good. So he got out Whataburgered.
Yeah. yeah.
So he takes my plate with the au gratin twice baked potatoes and the steak and moves them to him and took a picture of it so he could fool
Perfect.
His friends on the social web.
And you were a part of that. You were a part of that.
That's fine. You know, I didn't mind. And he got out Whataburgered. And so that was worth the whole trip for me.
That, and thanks a lot for sending me the basketball emoji. I can't tell you how cool that was.
So we could play basketball?
No, I don't know. I texted him to make sure he was awake, and he said yes, and then he sent a basketball emoji, which was...
You guys are so cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you type back basketball?
Yeah, the 20-something tells us we're cool. How's that? Do you know where your seat is anywhere in the arena?
It is in the arena.
Yeah. And now, do they do that? I guess the NCAA still does that, don't they?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There are fewer courtside seats this week than there were last week, if that's possible.
Pretty
soon the media will be underneath the arena and watching on TV.
Well, all I can say is every time they show the official scorers table, I'm either seeing Lucci or Olin.
Lucci is always right behind.
I mean, yeah, and Gabe, they had good seats. What happened to you?
Here's the deal. If you happen to see that again today, they're lurkers.
Oh.
They're not supposed to be there.
Okay. All right. We'll remember that. All right. We got the broadcast here. That's Chip Howard and Callan. So you're doing something on your show today, huh, you think?
I'm doing something. Okay. I don't know what, but we'll do something.
That gets you through the day. Thanks, man. See you. All right. There you go.
Hey, so I just read an article this morning. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but Admon Gilder, the freshman who made that game-tying shot at the end. Okay. His parents left the arena a minute before the game was over.
Oh, they didn't. Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. His parents, they left, and they were at a gas station when someone came out or texted them and said he had just tied the game.
Gotta hate that.
He said, I told them they owe me anything I want.
I'm hoping
to get something new.
How do you go back to your child and tell them you left the arena before the game was over?
Wow.
I can't imagine.
All right. Okay, Chelsea, we saved this one for you till late in the show.
Okay.
Comprehensive IQ study will hopefully put the dumb blonde stereotype to rest once and for all. Yep, his name is Jay Zagorski. He is a professor at The Ohio State University. Published in the Economics Bulletin, finds the average IQ for blondes is not lower than darker-haired people. In fact, it is higher.
Woo-woo!
You win. The study showed average IQ scores for your blonde, 103.2. Sound like a radio station. For brown hair is 102.7.
Blondie, 103.2.
That's right. You got it. For redheads is 101.2. And, yep, those with black hair, you're the dumpsters, 100.5. So there. Now, what you have to do is you got to go down to about the next to last paragraph and say, well, actually, it was such a small sample that they can't say for sure.
And what happens if your blonde isn't technically real?
No, and see, that's the other thing is they mentioned that, too. They said that starting in 1980, on some tests, they would ask people what their natural hair color was. But here's the deal. Is there nowhere in here, and I saw about five or six different stories, versions of this story, every picture is a female.
Oh, so they didn't do it on
males. I don't know. It doesn't say. All it talks about is the hair color. So it doesn't say if guys are included in that.
Oh, and I feel like guys don't get that dumb blonde thing.
Probably not since Cato Caitlin. He was probably the last one. But I'm just saying, though, that should have somewhere in there been part of it. But anyhow, but there, you can go flaunt your blonde thing today. All right?
Awesome. Thank you for that.
That's all right. Glad to.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted Best Roofing Contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Things you learn while camping. When those beautiful children want to roast marshmallows, you say yes. What'd you learn? The perfect marshmallow can't be perfect unless it's been on fire. Rekindle your love affair with s'mores with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. As always, at RV Station, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Here's one your family's really gonna love. Get a new Puma 27 RBSC and start roasting marshmallows for just $205 a month. This one's stock number is 3940. Sales price is $18,495, 144 months for 6.99% APR, 10% down WAC. Come see us at RV Station Bryan, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or shop over 500 campers at RVStation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
No matter what the temperature's outside, you want to be able to keep your home either warm or cool for the lowest number of dollars. Energy efficiency is what it's all about. And energy efficiency starts with your windows. And when it comes to windows, folks at Intercon can help you out. It just takes a phone call to get one of their trained associates to come out, have a look at your windows, see if repairing them is the way to go or replacing them with something else more energy efficient. No matter what the course of action, the great thing about Intercon is never any high pressure. They give you the estimate, they leave you alone and let you make the decision. And I say that because there are people in this business who do say this offer is good only for X number of days. And that's just not the way they do it. The other thing is, if you're dealing with a big box store, you don't know who the people are who are going to be installing those windows. And it does take some expertise to take out that old window and put the new ones in. Well, the folks who work for Intercon do that work every day. And just like the people who own Intercon, they're local. They are right here. So if you know that your windows are energy efficient, inefficient, or if you don't know, give them a call. And don't forget solar screens. That's important as we get on to the real hot weather. So make that energy bill as low as possible. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Linux. Innovation never felt so good.
Infomaniacs, good morning. It's 8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So the city of Bryan, they had their first reading earlier this week at City Council on the Uber deal, what they're going to do in Bryan. Pretty much mirrors what they're going to do in College Station. With that in mind, in Indonesia, thousands of taxi drivers block traffic, set stacks of tires on fire, and attacked people who disagreed with them as they protested Uber. They don't like the fact that Uber drivers aren't screened as carefully as they are. Wow, that's a little bit different course of action. Just saying. People here might not be happy, but they're not going to do that. A study finds, though they are learning words at 10 months of age, infants tend to grasp the name of objects that interest them rather than whatever the speaker thinks is important. And they do it quickly. The infants were able to learn two new words in 5 minutes with just five presentations for each word and object. Wow. Wonder how they chose those kiddos.
Yeah, no kidding.
Importantly, the babies paired a new word to the object they liked, regardless of what the speaker referred to. No, I want that. I guess, so in other words, the way we behave, we really did it a long, long time ago. It's been ingrained since then. No, that's what I want right there.
Gimme.
That's it. Yeah. Florida man doubted whether he was being sold actual crack cocaine.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, if you don't know if it's real crack cocaine, wouldn't you want to ask somebody who would know?
Right.
I would assume, sure.
That would include the two uniformed officers that he asked.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, test the crack pipe, make sure that what was in it was real. It was. He was arrested.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What can you say? A pair of Australian construction workers used chainsaws to destroy their work site as retribution for lack of payment. The video, which they posted on Facebook by the Uptrend Engineering and Construction Group, shows two men using chainsaws to destroy what appears to be a partially built home. The Facebook post reads, "When this guy's boss didn't pay his workers on time, he's going to learn the hard way to never do that again." Huh. So, just saying. And while we're talking about destruction, they're back in Florida. I don't know. Maybe the people who are getting his Florida news were on vacation, but we got it back. A Florida man, because if you didn't know, beer truck and chips truck collided early this morning in Florida. So a Florida man was not pleased his ex-girlfriend had a new man in her life. So he decided to torch the new man's car.
I just don't understand people.
Wrong car.
No. Oh.
Speaking of wrong, making a mistake, have you seen that?
What?
In Texas, after the tornadoes.
Go ahead,
here we go. I just found it.
Okay.
Tornado damaged a bunch of homes in suburban Dallas area. Demolition teams were dispatched. They tore down the wrong house.
Yeah. Nothing like getting that call at work.
What they were supposed to demolish was a block over.
Dang. I mean, that's not nearly the same as getting your neighbor's mail in the mailbox.
Used Google Maps to find it.
Very nice. There you are. Oh, money trail. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Follow the money. All right, you got it.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join us Easter Sunday, March 27th at First Baptist Bryan for the second annual Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 30,000 eggs will be filled with goodies and dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. and Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ken Howard passed away. The White Shadow, if you remember him. Yeah? 71 years old. Among the remembrances an actor wrote, because he was a president of the Screen Actors Guild. This guy wrote, there was a story about how a young actor met Ken on the lot in 1983 at Fox and told him what a fan he was of the White Shadow show. Ken asked the actor what he did, and the young man said, well, someday I hope to be lucky enough to work with you. Then he told Ken that he had to make it to an audition all the way across town at Paramount, but he didn't think he was going to be able to make it because all he had was his bike. So Ken gets the bike, puts it in the trunk of his car, drives over, drops the kid off at Paramount. He just waved goodbye and said, good luck, and I hope maybe someday we can work together. He said, I didn't get that audition, but I did get a chance to work with him 6 years later. The guy who wrote it was George Clooney.
Wow.
Kind of fun.
Pretty cool.
Have you seen David Letterman?
Yeah, he's bald as a billiard ball.
And he's Santa Claus.
Yep.
He's got like a Santa Claus beard.
Yep.
They found a picture of him jogging on St. Bart's, and everybody said, oh, so that's where he was. Oh, here's another Uber story, okay? This is in Kenya. Regular taxi drivers not happy about Uber over there. They've asked the government to stop and letting them in there, and they've kind of taken things under their own control. Two Uber taxis have been burned.
Yikes!
Yeah. Apparently, the guy stops, they drug him out of the car, and they held him down while they burned his car. That's not good.
Not cool.
I don't know about that. Okay, so anyhow. All right, and Grumpy Cat can now move over because the hottest new animal in the Twitterverse is Lookwick. The hairless guinea pig?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Lookwick?
Lookwick, that's what it's called, but it's a hairless guinea pig. The rodent has racked up 35,000 followers, likes to show off his unique sense of style with pearls, oversized sweaters, and blankets, according to its owner. Are you sure the guinea pig likes
there
that?
There he is.
Okay. And seems to enjoy his photo shoots. He's 1 year old. He lives in Poland.
Ugh.
He had pneumonia,
looks like
fungal
a
infection.
Rat.
I know. And I mean, and it's hairless.
It's got like just a little hair on its nose, which makes it look like kind of like has a mustache or so, like facial hair only.
All right. So there. All right. See. All right. Y'all are on it now. See.
Ugh.
See, you took the bait.
Yeah, but I'm not following him. I'd rather follow Grumpy Cat.
Okay. News alert, volcanoes are not safe to climb in.
Really?
Thanks.
Yep. Three climbers.
This just in.
Yes, right. Climbers reported that they saw two men fall about 1,000 feet into the Nuevo de Toluca. Easy for me
to say.
The
brown volcano.
That's the one. Red Cross launched a search. They found the bodies. Don't climb in a volcano. Didn't your mother tell you that?
Oh, man.
All right. On this date in history, in 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first